Simon Kufn and Ches, subsection 6, Vav. We'll do Vav, okay? So he says like this. Afilu peiris hakvushim o shlukim v'sholim b'echad mezayin mishmashkin elu. Let's say you take fruit and you soak them or you cook them and you're overcook them, like let's say you're making applesauce or you're making, so you have water and you're cooking these fruits, you're cooking the apples, so now and you're using one of these seven liquids, because these seven types are called liquid, so used water, so you had water is a liquid, considered a liquid for these purposes, a mashkin. And you cook the apples in it, say for example. And sesochat hamashke shenivla bohem. And then you take that apple, let's say you're cooking in water, and the water is absorbed in the apple. And then you take that apple and you squeeze it out, so technically it's not fruit juice anymore. It's technically, now it's the water. It's the water that it absorbed. But still, ein al hanischad ze toiras mashke. What comes out from the apple now isn't considered to be a liquid elo toiras oichel. But now it's considered to be a food, not a drink, a liquid. Why? Ma'achar sho yebelua ba'oichel. Since it was absorbed in the food, it gets the status like a food. K'meshe kosuv b'simen shin chof. The same thing is v'basor v'dogim. Let's say you have meat or fish that you're cooking, right? Ushar mine oichlim hakavushim oishlukim, or other types of foods that have been soaking or cooked a lot. Bechad mezayin mine mashkim eile, one of these type of liquids. The point what he's trying to make over here is, because if you have, the word is mashke. Mashke means the liquid that qualifies as a liquid. If you have one of those liquids on top of a food, then you'd have to wash your hands. So the question is, what is considered the status of a liquid? So he's telling you now that if you have even water, which is definitely a liquid, or one of the other six items that are considered liquids, but once they get absorbed inside of the fish or the meat, so if you're cooking meat, they're considered like part of the meat, and that's why you wouldn't have to wash your hands if you're eating it, because even though they're water, but it's not considered, because once they've been absorbed inside of the meat, they're considered like the meat. They're no longer considered like the liquid that they absorb. However, to eat that piece itself, like to eat the meat itself, if it's still dripping, it's still wet, you would need to wash your hands. I mean, you need to wash your hands before you can eat that, because that's considered that it's in water, because the meat is in water, because you still have it moist from that. Because this food is dipped in liquid. Because the soup, the moisture of those things that even though you're soaking in them or you're cooking, that is regular liquid. Mashke gomeru. That's complete mashke. Kshuhum zayin mashke. Rak mashiniv lomena b'toich ha'oichel b'vad yotzu m'teres mashke. Only that part which has been absorbed in the food is no longer considered to be a mashke. But the regular mashke, the regular what's in the pot over there, that is regular mashke. Even though it's considered like the food with regards to the bracha. So, like for example, you're not going to have to make a separate bracha. If you have, let's say you're cooking a piece of meat in some juice or food that has a different bracha, in a liquid that has a different bracha than the food, and you have a little bit of that liquid left over on the meat, let's say, or on the food that you're eating it, you're not going to make a separate bracha on it just because it becomes part of that food. So even though, as far as a bracha goes, that piece, the liquid that's on it, is considered like part of the food. It's not a separate thing, but yet, as far as being moistened in the liquid, that would need, as we'll said in Simon Reish Yud, so in order to eat it like that, you have to. That's why he says, so first you should dry it off from the liquid that's on it. Even though it goes, becomes again moist from the liquid that's inside, that's squeezed out. When you take it in your hand, doesn't matter. Or eating with a spoon, if it's something which is eaten with a spoon, usually then you can do that. So what he's basically saying over here is, again, this is going on the principle that we ruled, the Alter Rebbe ruled, on the principle that if you will eat a food which is moistened, you must wash your hands, like the Tilas Yadayim, the regular Tilas Yadayim. So let's say somebody wants to eat actually a piece of meat from the, but you know, he wants to eat it with his hands. So if the meat is wet on the outside, then you'd have to wash your hands. You can't eat it with your hands. If, however, you dry it off, and then it squeezes out a little more from the inside, that'll be okay. Because once it's been absorbed, that's not considered anymore the liquid, but only what's on top of it is considered to be the liquid. So that's why he says that you'll have to dry it off first. Or, if you eat it with a spoon. But a spoon only helps if it's something which is normally eaten with a spoon. If you normally eat it with your hands, and you're going to eat it with a spoon, then it's not going to help. You're still going to have to wash your hands. Okay, let's do one more sif over here. Kol sif zay, sif zev. So what happens now about liquid that has been congealed or has frozen? Zay, kol makshkesh nikva, it congealed v'nikrash, or is become hardened. Ache betveich avnas latveich, so it no longer can make you moisture. The level is, if you touch it, you won't be able, and you touch something else, you won't get it wet. The other thing, that's called, so it's not, so now it's no longer a liquid. It loses the status of a liquid. Now, things, bain shenikra shedebishul, whether it congealed because you cooked it, or bain shadetzin, or because of cold. Because when you cold, or you froze it or whatever it is. Lachain ain't tzarich litil yodov limarkachas rukachas heitev ad she'ein al gabo dvash tefeach al manas latfiach. So therefore he says sometimes you have a kind of a mixture which is mixed very well, so it has moisture in there, but on the top you don't feel, there's no honey on the top that would be moisture enough to make your hand moisture. So there is liquid over there, but there is no liquid sort of really on the top, so you're not really touching. You won't have to wash your hands for that. Others disagree, and they say honey never loses the status of liquid of a mashkia, even if it congealed and it was hardened totally. It has no liquid at all. Honey is different. Honey, because honey in essence is not such a liquidy material. It's a stiff material to begin with. We should worry about the words. And forget, dvash is one of those seven liquids that would require you until you die. If you cannot find water easily, he's able to eat it with a spoon or with a knife. Even if normally it's eaten with the hands, but in this case he can eat it with a spoon. In this case, we don't have to be so stringent. We don't have to say that maybe you're going to touch, since that those are to permit to touch. Normally, we say if it's something which is normally eaten
with a by hand. You're not allowed to even eat it with a spoon because you might use it the regular way. You might forget to use it the regular way. So we won't allow you to eat it without nitilas yadayim. But in this case, since some people say that the honey, which is congealed, which is not liquidy, anyways doesn't require you to wash the hand. So on top of that, if you want to eat it through a spoon, we're not going to be goyzer that you might touch it with your hand, because even with touching the hand, there's some people say it's okay. But if it has actually moisture that would get tefech mas latfiach, ain lahakel klale de kavisake, then we cannot be lenient through a spoon or a knife. However, sometimes at the beginning, when you are taking the honey out of the comb from the wax from the comb, so when you crushed the combs of honey, you're taking out the honey. You thought about it. You thought you're not going to make a liquid. You're just going to make it a food. Not as a liquid. He wants to make a mixture of. He's not going to use it as a separate liquid as honey. He's going to use it as part of a mixture. Or to give it within a cooked food, or to mix other food in it, to eat it with them, in an eating way, and not to drink it all. It wasn't meant, he's not going to drink it, he's just going to mix it in. So that thought makes it into a food, and it never becomes a mashke because it's meant for food. And there is those that disagree. We can also be matted in a case where he thinks of it to mix it. I mean, practically speaking, honey today, I mean, who drinks honey? I mean, as a separate. But it makes a difference. If you put honey in your tea, for example, so then you'd be, it's called for a drink, right? If you bring honey in the cooking, then it's for food. You know, so because over here it says, you want to make a mixture or to give it within a food or other food with it. So what do we think? When you get honey in the jar, I mean, you have the option. It could be a liquid or you can make it, whatever you're going to want to use it for. But you can't say that you designated it specifically for eating. When you buy a honey in a jar, it's for whatever you're going to want to use it. Right? So therefore, also you can be maker of the kafe sakin in such a case, even if there's tefech hamnas latfiach, because it's not really a mashkin, it's really an eichlin, through a kaf, we're not going to be geyser, since other people say that it's permissible l'chatchila in this case, because he thought that it's going to be an eichlin.